Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is hit by the pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Agee moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Agee. Mayshore reaches second base with a double. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Matlack. Mayshore moves to third. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Matlack. Mayshore scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bacabella moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayshore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bacabella scores. There goes Hunt trying to get to home. Jones throws the ball into Fregosi, who relays the ball to Grote, who tags Hunt, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 2-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer bunts towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mayshore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball into Boswell, who tags Mayshore, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Strohmeyer. Staub moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Jones takes first base on ball four. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Danny Frisella now pitching. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Bacabella. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Fairley pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.